I want to say happy Turkey Day to everybody. Giving thanks. It's your brother Van Silk. Go to my channel on Rumble.com. That's right, Rumble.com. You can just search Van Silk. Or you can hit Not in the House of Van Silk. You ain't got to type all that. Just hit Van Silk. Go to my channel. You can follow. I think you can subscribe to my channel. You can like some of the videos. Same thing on YouTube. Not in my house with Van Silk. I like to say this, man. I've been around hip-hop since 1977. And I've seen a lot of challenges happen from back in the days up until now. But I want to say this because I be on YouTube a lot and I be observing a lot of the podcasts and a lot of the topics, a lot of things brothers do talk about. But I can definitely see Academics get in a situation with Charleston White and Hassan Campbell, man. Like, bring this to fruition, like, fruition. Bring it to reality. You know, like, a one-on-one type of debate. You know, you have a set of questions, or y'all can put questions in a jar. They can pick the questions out, let them answer the questions. So what do you think about Hassan Campbell? What do you think about Charleston? You know, with this and that, you know. And I think it'd be a great thing for what they do. It'd be a great thing for the podcasters and the audience, because it ain't hip-hop. We don't need to talk about hip-hop because they're not rappers, they're not artists, you know. And you know, Academic hit a whole range of things that he could respectfully, they would both respect him. You know, we don't need to be talking about nigga this and nigga that and you this nigga, that nigga. No, we can have a gentleman conversation. Hassan and Charleston White. And, you know, it could be a lot of traffic generated. You both can make money. And, you know, it might be a thing where some colleges might say, you know what, let's bring these guys in on their ideologies or what they're talking about and what they do. So I want you to check out a couple of videos, fair use, of some that I found with Charleston White talking about Hassan and some about Hassan talking about Charleston White, you know. And I just, you know, Academics, man, you got to get in this one, man. This is your generation. This is your time, baby. Yo, you got to get in on this one, man. This is your brother Van Silk on Rumble.com. I'm out. Y'all have a blessed day.
All these niggas say we gonna bring money back to the school. I'm the only one showed up to the school. Rainwater didn't show up. Me and Dubin are the only one showed up passing out money in the school. We didn't see you niggas nowhere, man. So I noticed y'all get online. Now, on November the 5th, there's a big TikTok challenge going around.
Teachers don't let you just pass out money in school. You're lying. It's against protocol for you to just hand out money in school. Stop lying. But nevertheless, Pookie, show footage of you in the school handing out money, Pookie. Don't just go stand in front of the school after I just made this video and hang out around the students. No. Show you inside the school giving out money, Pookie. You have no income, Pookie. Who you fooling, Pookie? You don't get revenue off of YouTube like that. You curse too much. Most of your videos are not monetized, nigga. You can't even show where you live at, Pookie. Your cars ran down. You ain't pushing no foreign, Pookie. Niggas see through you.
What's your issue with Hassan Campbell?
Nigga, I don't like now, nigga, online talking tough and woofing and puffing and puffing and hiding about how many people he killed, and he been fucked in the ass. And he ain't killed the nigga that fucked him in the ass. I got a picture with the nigga taking a picture with Bambada when he was in his 20s after he claimed he been fucked in the ass. He lying on Bambada. Yeah, Bambada didn't rape that boy. Man, that boy was dressing up, putting lotion on his leg, brushing his teeth, eating breakfast, watching TV, cutting the TV off, locking the door, and walking up the street. knocking on Bam by the door.
Who is it? Hassan? Man, that boy was, yeah, that nigga lying. That my body was raped. Man, they were going voluntarily going up there to take that dick. And now he online talking like he one of the toughest goddamn niggas in the world. Not if your shit have been pushed in. And not that I'm trying to shame a nigga that's been molested, but man, I don't know too many 17, 18, 19 year old niggas that's been molested with bodies. And that nigga claim he got bodies. I don't know that. If nothing else, the first body I'm gonna get is the nigga that put his body on top of my body. Don't be the first goddamn body I'm gonna get if I'm gonna go to killing. The nigga that run that dick up in me. Said you talking about, I ain't gonna kill no nigga because he threw up a sign or he done run off my drug money. I'm going to get that nigga lay that dick on me. Yeah, you talking about, fur body I'm gonna get. So he, yeah, he lying on that bottom.
So.
Had him stand on stage, do his best jokes, and when the show was over, give me a 1090. Niggas made $1 million at the door. The door. Niggas made $1 million at the door and sent Charles the White home broke. He be coming around the mountain when it comes. Hold up, this is this nigga stupid. Nigga couldn't play with me like that.
I ain't get that shit. We go to San Diego, so I'm on the West Coast, nigga. So, I'm staying at the Venetian.
Oh, hold up. Did you hear him say, I ain't get that check? So, you ain't get that check, then you went to the next event that you didn't get paid? Yo, oh, let me finish. Come on, man, this is the crackhead suite, baby.
So, and I got to pay my security because I'm on the West Coast. They wouldn't let me sell my merch. So part of the agreement that I took this tour in, I can sell my merch. Live Nation wouldn't let me sell my merch, homie. So they let me sell it at one show, they wouldn't let me sell it at the next show. So they stopped me from selling my merch. So we go to San Diego. Nigga, I had to go through L.A. Nigga, I'm in Cali. Kenneth Earl. I see everybody get paid except me. Oh,
got him! So you left the last show. You didn't get paid. You get to California. You had to pay for security to get out there. You watch everybody get a check but you. That's what you get for playing with Jay-Z and Live Nation. That's what you get. You go disrespect all these people. Then you go up in their house. But wait, he's worse. Listen to Brother Charleston. Ah, this nigga my favorite crackhead. Now, Mau Mau City, thank you, family. Thank you for sports for this war.
Hassan Campbell's a fraud, homie.
Really?
For him to be so opinionated, for him to be so
hard. Yeah, we're cool at one point.
Yeah, I thought we was cool. Until my opinions differed from his. I used to invite Hassan Campbell to come to Texas, homie, and do community work. I brought FBG Duck Mama, I brought Tuka Mama, I brought them to Meadowbrook Middle School. Dewberry took him to Dallas. So we was doing a lot in schools, homie. So I would invite Hassan Campbell to come out and do work. I thought he was a community nigga. Homie don't do no community work. So when he disrespected FBG Duck's mom, got into it with her, I think the third time I paid her car note, I called him up and I said, "Say, homie, I know you just got into it with FBG Duck mama. This is a way for you to make it right. I've been paying a car note you willing to go have." He agreed. He said, "Yeah." So we got on the phone with Duck Mom. He agreed to pay half. Only when it was time to pay, homie, the nigga didn't pay. So I kind of saw him as a fraud. So when he started getting backlash for not doing community work, I I said, "Shit, nigga, come on down here, homie. Come do community work with me, nigga. We can go do this. We can go do that." The nigga never came. So one day I look up online, man. I see the nigga talking like, just talking, you know, just talking down, nigga. And I'm saying, homie, all you niggas talking, but none of y'all don't do real community work. For you niggas to be so opinionated about what I say, nobody's complaining about what I do. Meaning they're not saying, man, Charleston done some fucked up shit. Man, Charleston, nobody's saying what I done. Everybody's saying what he said did. Man, I don't like him. Ain't nobody saying, well, I done this, why they don't like me. So I'm saying, homie, you really don't even do nothing in the community. And by the way, you had a chance to send African Bambaataa to jail. Nigga, you didn't send him to jail.